Hello, this is the Times of India Radio, and here are the top news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Tuesday made an emotional appeal to first-time voters and urged them to dedicate their vote to the Balakot airstrike and to the Pulwama martyrs. Seeking to reach out to first-time voters, a constituency BJP has sought to target, Modi said, quote, "When you earn your first salary, usually you don't keep it for yourself. You want to dedicate it to your mother or sister. Similarly, can you dedicate your vote for the Balakot strike, for the Pulwama attack victims, for pakka houses, for drinking water and to ensure that health services reach the poorest of the poor?" Unquote. After complaints from opposition parties, the Election Commission late at night took cognizance of the PM's remarks and asked the Maharashtra Chief Electoral Officer for a report at the earliest. In one of the worst poll violence by Maoists, a BJP MLA from Chhattisgarh and four police personnel were killed in an IED explosion in Dantewada when they were returning in their bulletproof SUV after electioneering on Tuesday, the last date of campaigning in the Bastar Lok Sabha seat that goes to the polls on Thursday. Dantewada BJP legislator Bhima Mandavi's convoy of three vehicles was targeted around 4:45 p.m. some 4 km from Kokonda, DGP DM Awasthi told the media. Though Mandavi was travelling in a bulletproof car, Maoists knew exactly which vehicle in the convoy to target. The IED exploded just as Mandavi's Scorpio passed over it, blowing it to pieces. The MLA was warned that the route was suspected to be heavily mined, but he was negligent, SP Abhishek Pallav said. The Central Board of Film Certification has okayed unrestricted public exhibition of PM Narendra Modi's eponymous biopic, clearing the way for its April 11 release. CBFC sources said the film was granted a U certificate on Tuesday and it will now be up to the producers to ensure it is made available at theatres in time for its scheduled release. Sources also said the board made no extraordinary efforts to promote or stop the film. Quote, "The CBFC did what it was mandated to. It certified the film after due procedure," unquote, a source said. While no cuts have been ordered in director Umang Kumar's PM Narendra Modi, sources said the director has been asked to make 4-5 minor modifications which will have to be incorporated before the film's release. An elderly couple from Dehradun travelling in a taxi was robbed along with their driver by marksmen on the Delhi-Gurgaon expressway in the early hours of Monday. The couple was headed to Sector 82 and had taken a hold to seek help in tracing an address when those they sought directions from turned on them. The masked men pulled out guns, took the trio hostage and fled with cash and jewellery in their possession. The couple told police that they had come to Gurgaon to fetch some important documents from their son's flat in Vatika Next Society in Sector 82 on their way to IGI Airport, from where they were scheduled to catch a 10 a.m. flight to UK, which they eventually did after lodging an FIR and taking the document from their son's flat. A cop accompanied them till the airport. As per the complaint filed by retired bank employee Suresh Pal Singh, resident of GMC Road, Dehradun, he and his wife were on their way to UK via IGI Airport at 10 a.m. on Monday. They travelled from Dehradun in a cab and were on their way to their son's flat when they were robbed.